Brandon Heath, WWIB, he does here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Truth be told, we really like that song, not just because it's catchy and everything, but it's 2 minutes and 16 seconds. And as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Kanz, I almost think of the short songs. They're like relief pitchers you bring in to just fill a gap sometimes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I was talking with Alex recently about some of the songs from the 70s, that would go like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And you don't bring those in for
no.
Like that. So.
Michael Card has Job's Suite, and it was like 9 minutes long, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's my Peggy and my engagement anniversary today. So
congratulations. What year did you get engaged?
Yeah, same year we got married, 1998.
Very good. Uh-huh. Very good.
She did not think I could surprise her. She did not, and it was like dinner on a Sunday night. And after church, I'd called her parents, set it up, driven all the way out there to Plum City, Maiden Rock, asked her mom and dad, came back. We had dinner that night. I popped the question at Lake Altoona at the park, which, you know, April 26th, it wasn't real crowded on a Sunday night. So.
Sure. I bet not. Was she surprised?
She was surprised because,
okay.
She didn't think because I have such a big mouth, she didn't think I could keep the secret, which, again, that's not a strong point, right? I like telling people things they don't know, but I was able to keep that one. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I figured I would not be able to keep it a secret from Heather either, because she is so good at figuring things out like that. And I mean, she knew it was coming. So
now the latest challenge she had a year ago is figuring out the gender of her grandchild, and she never did figure that out, right?
That, you know, it was interesting. So when we found out Grace was pregnant, Grace had handed us an ultrasound, and Heather's like, whose is this? And everyone else in the room already knew, and it was very weird because she is generally so good at picking up on stuff like that.
Maybe it just hit too close to home.
Maybe. That must have been it. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. I've got a cereal box in front of me. I've had it for a while, and it's original shredded wheat, bite-sized cereal, but it's the back has to do with, like, brain exercises. And so I somehow thought it would be something to talk with you about. But basically, I don't know, they talk about, here's what they say. Brain trainers are any new sensory experiences that force your brain to work differently. They stimulate connections between the various brain areas to help maintain a healthy, active mind. The human brain is made up of no fewer than 86 billion neurons and an almost equal number of other cells, so get training.
That's good stuff, yeah. You know, I think that is one thing we talk about. You know, they used to have these apps for sale that people could buy, and those are really no better than just some of the things we can do.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a whole broad range of things we can do, whether it's playing games, doing crossword puzzles, learning a new instrument, reading a book. All of those things can create different connections within the brain. And we know that can be helpful. Maybe not quite as helpful as physical exercise for the brain, but definitely good stuff.
Exercise physically, but also exercise your mind.
Correct. Yep. That's the way to do it.
Very good. All right, good stuff. All right, we are to Acts 1, verses 7 and 8 today.
Yeah, it says, he replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Now, you tackle this kind of uniquely. You've got kind of Jesus responded by saying in a whole paragraph here in Letters to the Beloved that is kind of in italics, and then you've got the other paragraph. Kind of explain that for me.
Yeah, you know, so again, I think it's when I did this with the Gospels as well, it's like, okay, how do I kind of reword to rethink what Jesus was saying and then maybe offer some commentary on that?
All right. So anyhow, Jesus responded by saying, you do not need to know when or how the kingdom of heaven will prevail. Leave that up to the Father. He knows what he's doing. Instead, focus on this. The Holy Spirit shall wash over you, the very presence of God with you, supporting you and enlivening you. Listen to him and then speak what you hear. You are my witnesses, not just here in Jerusalem, but in Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Any thoughts on that?
No, again, I think it's just, just the rewording there.
And then your further commentary, you say, my son was clear that the good news of the kingdom was not for Jews alone, but for everyone. He instructed them to share with the Samaritans, whom they considered I lost it here. Whom they considered unfaithful heretics. He wanted them to carry the good news to the whole world. Beloved, I am in the process of reconciling all things and all people, reestablishing shalom. Advocate for the truth of my kingdom, encouraged by my spirit. Invite people away from division and hatred into my glorious welcome. Final thoughts.
And that last line there, I'm in the process of reconciling all things and all people, reestablishing shalom.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world that seems very anti-shalom lately, and, you know, nationally, internationally, personally, and we are, again, invited into that process of bringing the truth, bringing love to people.
It's ugly now, but it's going to get beautiful. Is that what you're telling me?
I sure hope that's what we're reading here, and I think it is.
Thank you very much. We'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. Four things you didn't know yesterday on the WIB Wake Up Show to start your Friday morning.
Dropping some knowledge on you. For instance, there are 6 billion ATM transactions each year in the U.S. And I would be curious, Havel, if this number has actually gone down, because it seems like we're becoming more and more cashless.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing. But ATMs, again, usually you're getting cash instead of just moving everything digitally. So
yeah, I don't know about you. I think I used to do more ATM transactions. Far fewer, I guess, for me these days. But more germs are transferred shaking hands than kissing.
4 things you didn't know yesterday. Not sure how you should feel about that one. 4 things you didn't know yesterday. Number 3, concrete is the most widely used man-made building material in the world, with more than 10 billion tons of concrete produced annually.
And finally, this morning, the 4th thing you didn't know yesterday, more babies are born at night than in the day.
It seems when our babies have decided to be born is usually at night. Right?
Yeah, I think that was the case for Ariel. We had kind of a mixture there. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hopefully this is a gem in your morning here. It's our weekly get you caught up on everything you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture, because we know you like to stay informed. So as a public service of the WIB Wake Up Show, we do this right around this time every Friday morning, but we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Good to be back with you, Caleb, after missing last week. Warning, Mother's Day is now 2 weeks from Sunday. Don't know what to get, Mom? A day off, a nice dinner out, and flowers always rank high.
Alternatively, wrinkle cream self-help books and vacuum cleaners always seem to rank low.
Yes.
Well, the average pet owner spends over $4,500 on their pet's basic needs every year.
And by basic needs, does that include my cable TV subscription so my dog can watch Animal Planet?
I think so.
Scientists say our solar system is bigger than we thought.
You know what that means? More room for inflatable holiday lawn decorations.
Oh, yay.
A study found the most educated state is Massachusetts.
It's the only place in America where people actually brag about the size of their student loans.
Imagine that.
Americans spend an average of 18 full days in their car every year.
And yet, somehow, many of us are still not good at driving.
Keep trying.
Yes, we spend an average of 18 full days in our car every year.
And let's be real. Half of that time is spent sitting at stoplights on Claremont.
True that.
One particular. And finally this morning, a study found that we're still not eating enough nuts and seeds.
Do the sesame seeds on the bun of my double bacon cheeseburger count?
No.
Sure. So those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Well, tomorrow is Single Mom Saturday. And again, thank you so much. We would love to have your prayers for this, along with the incredible generosity you exhibited. Thank you for that. We cannot thank you enough for that, and look forward to reporting back bright and early on Monday morning about how things went. And again, just please cover this event in your prayer. And wanted to take at least a moment to thank some of the great businesses, organizations that are helping us with this. Again, you've heard about our sponsors, and please, again, patronize those businesses whenever you're able, their incredible generosity. But want to share, again, several more that are making this event possible tomorrow. Thank you to Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls for their wonderful donation to Avenue Orchard, who's providing some great items for the gift baskets, gift goodie bags that we're going to be giving to each mom along with a donation. Glaze and Glass Creations in Chippewa Falls with a wonderful donation. Also, thank you for gifts from Badger Steel and Bush and Gillis Furniture. AMK Cleaning, not only one of our sponsors, but also a very generous donation of an additional prize for one of the moms. Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls opens up their building to us every year since year one, 3 years ago. And that makes it such a stress relief to not have to worry about what the weather's going to do. So thank you, Crossroads. Mycon Cinemas, again, you know Friday nights are big in the movie industry, and Mike and Connie getting up early to, again, put together a private movie showing for all of these moms and the children tomorrow. Bloomer Tire Center, of course, the host of this event from the car repair standpoint, and they believed in this from the very beginning when we took this to them, so we're so grateful for that. Our good friend Kevin from Kevin's Juggling and Balloons, he is incredible, and again, we have him at the beginning of the day tomorrow to, again, just help welcome the kids, set them at ease when they're a little bleary-eyed on a Saturday morning. The Cheek Boutique Face Painting, we appreciate them reaching out and saying, hey, we'd like to help with this. Can we offer our services at no charge? The Woodshed and Augusta with a donation for our gift bags. Ohana Pizza Company, Brandon and the crew providing the lunch. Again, we're going to have all sorts of wood-fired pizzas served buffet style tomorrow. And Brandon, very, very generous. Again, just saying, hey, I want to do this for as minimal a cost as possible. I want to just do this to give back. So thank you so much. Stelter Incorporated providing gas cards for each of the moms, $50 gas cards for each of the moms. And then Quick Trip also providing gas cards for each of the moms. So they're each going to walk away with $200 and gas cards. We have wonderful candy for the gift bags from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. We mentioned yesterday Avail Academy and the Avail Girls Cross Country Team providing those Stay Strong medallions saying you never know who you're inspiring, and personal letters to each of the moms. The Children's Museum of Eau Claire, wonderful donation for our gift bags. Also, Joseph's Cheesecake, Nick and the crew there, Chef Nick providing the dessert tomorrow for our lunch, and great items for the gift bags from Dairy Queen of Chippewa Falls, Famous Dave's in Eau Claire, Courtesy Corporation McDonald's Restaurants, and the Culver's of Lake Halley. Yeah, Corey and the crew, they're building a new Culver's, by the way, too, so make sure you support that. Thank you so much to them for their items for the gift bags. The Mason Company Shoes and Clothing Outlet Store, big shout-out to them as they're providing a pair of shoes for each mom and child. Cannot thank Aaron and the crew enough for that. CoBus and Buses, again, you hear Curdy here on the air. They are providing the transportation, coach bus transportation, everywhere we need to go tomorrow. And Rock and Roll to Go Plus setting up the inflatables, including that Spider-Man obstacle course. Our thank yous in advance for what we hope and pray is a wonderful, beautiful day that shares the love of Jesus Christ, the hope that we have in him. So that's tomorrow. Again, thank you to all of these businesses. Thank you to you for your generosity, and thank you for your prayers as well.
Winding down another week on the WIB Wake Up Show. Here it is, the best of the week.
Hi, my name is Halo, and I live in Eau Claire. And my mom's name is Lacey, and she is super beautiful. And she's very nice, and I love her so much. And her job is the best job ever. And I love when she's always by my side.
The debate that rages in terms of, particularly it seems like it's the NBA, like which is the greatest? So is it Michael or LeBron?
Yes, you know? Michael.
And in terms of those.
Shook Family Dental has a gorgeous office with a homey feel and every modern convenience, including TVs overhead with Netflix, to make your dental visit relaxing and enjoyable. Why shouldn't it be?
What if you don't want to leave, though?
Right? I know. That's the thing. It's like, can I finish?
I'm in the middle of a show.
Let's do another crown or something.
Yeah.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger in Shanghai, China, you know, the listeners know I lived in China for a long time, and they had the World Expo in 2010, and every country had a different pavilion. There was a U.S. pavilion, China pavilion, Brazil pavilion, you know, all the different pavilions. And I was working at as a waiter at the U.S. pavilion, and different famous people would come by, Al Gore and Hillary Clinton. And one of the people that came by when he was governor of California was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh.
And so we thought it'd be really funny if when he came by and had lunch in our restaurant, we played the tango music from True Lies in the background.
Okay.
You remember that?
Okay.
So we didn't do it like too loud. We just put it on there very subtly. I don't know if he noticed or not.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time my boss is freaking out, like, don't do anything stupid. Don't embarrass us.
Yeah, right.
And so he, you know, had lunch. He ate a ton of food. I was his waiter. He just kept asking for more and more bread.
Huh.
And each time I would tell him,
I'll be back.
So. That's drink a great, some more. That's a great.
And I think he was a little annoyed when I said that, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Our Tuesday trivia query is this. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what?
Hey, my name is Heather, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Heather.
Chippewa, again, has been after this one. Good morning, Heather. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say biting your toenails.
What would make you say that?
My daughter actually can do that.
Okay. I don't think I'm flexible enough to do that. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans bite their toenails. Bite their toenails? You're absolutely correct.
You are the winner, Heather.
Oh, goodness.
Awesome.
15% of Americans, and I mean, I was surprised by this for sure, but bite their toenails. Heather, so is that not hereditary? She can do it, but you can't or won't?
I actually used to do it when I was a kid age as well.
All right.
Okay, so there you go. I want to give a shout-out this morning to Avail Academy in Fridley, Minnesota, and specifically their cross-country team. So Single Mom Saturday is coming up this Saturday, and we have goodie bags, gift bags for each of the 10 moms, but there's something special in each of them this year that comes from the cross-country team at Avail. And what they have in there is some medallions that they give out to opponents, usually those who finished last or close to last in some of these massive cross-country races in Minnesota. And so their coach, Coach Dale, heard about Single Mom Saturday, made a generous gift, and also said, hey, I was wondering if I could have my kids be a little bit more involved in this. We'd love to be able to send these medallions for the moms to let them know, hey, you never know who you're inspiring. And he said, I'd also love my girls, the 6 girls on my cross-country team, to be able to write some personal letters for these moms as well. And so we received those in the mail to give to each of the moms, beautiful letters. And again, for the kids to be able to express not only how these moms are inspiring them, but also to tell them about what Jesus means to them. So I want to give a shout out to, again, the Avail Academy cross-country team. That's Ainsley, Aaliyah, Berean, Christy, Thea, and Zandra, better known as their cross-country nicknames, Salsa, Jimmer, Jax, Minnie, Nader, and Sputnik. Girls, you're inspiring me this morning. Thank you so much for your commitment, your help in serving these wonderful moms and their families for Single Mom Saturday this weekend.
What a cool, unexpected blessing that was. And thanks for sharing. And the nickname's kind of fun, Caleb.
Yeah. God always surprises us so many times with his goodness, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.